There may be an end in sight for the New York City school bus strike. A mediator will meet Monday with school bus companies and union leaders to negotiate. At a rally this week, WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with striking bus drivers about their demands.
Bus security! Now!
At the heart of the strike by New York City bus drivers and matrons is the issue of EPPs, Employment Protection Provisions, which establish industry-wide seniority, wage, and training standards, as well as job protection. If a bus company vendor loses a bid, the EPP protects the driver by allowing them to follow the work. The Bloomberg administration says it's looking to save costs and wants to eliminate the EPPs. But Local 1181 of the Amalgamated Transit Union says new contracts must include these long-established EPPs. Jean Pierre has been driving a school bus for 13 years, working for four bus companies during this time. If one bus company loses a bid to continue to operate a fleet of school buses, job protection enables Pierre to follow the work and switch companies. Pierre and others on strike want job protections to continue.
What we're fighting for is for our life, our job. Now, without the EPP, our pension, our insurance is gone.
Pierre says the Bloomberg administration wants to pay bus drivers minimum wages, which would eliminate experienced drivers. The only bus company hiring is Reliant.
That company is hiring illegal people, not being trained properly. He wants to put them on the bus, you know, in 2 days. And it takes a driver a minimum of 2 weeks in escort, you know, with 30-hour class, plus, you know, physical performance.
Background check.
They must do a 13-county background check. To make sure that person is not a criminal. Right now, he waived all that. Taking people, you know, somebody who's not even qualified as SDBI instructor to train these people.
Another bus driver, Franz Gook, is visibly upset by being on strike.
We want to EPP back on our contract. That's the only thing we need, because we don't want Mayor Bloomberg to decide our destiny. To do whatever he wants with us. We want to fight for our life, that's why.
We do not have any problem with either, you know, parents, children, or the contractors itself. Our problem, our battle is with Mayor Bloomberg. Now, he said that, you know, he keep on changing his side of story. Every time he came out, he said something else. At first, he said it was illegal. At first, he said he cannot do anything about it. Now, recently...
Last year, it was illegal. Last year, he did say that was legal on our contract.
System, he says that, you know what, it is not illegal. And he says in the court that EPP does not raise costs. Recently, he says EPP raise costs, which is not true. Now, in fact, EPP is better, you know, for all the contractors. We don't have no problem with contractors, with any bus company and whatsoever. Our problem is with Mayor Bloomberg, not with the children, not with the parents.
He's certainly right about that, because if you listen to what Mayor Bloomberg is saying, he done changed his statement twice already.
Paul King, another member of Local 1181, has been driving a school bus for 10 years.
And as far as us being out there with the children on the bus, we do everything that we possibly can to make sure that they get from their houses to the school on time and safely. It's not an easy task, and I don't think it's right that he should feel that he could take away all that we built up for and put us back down to wanting to either go on welfare or unemployment. How could you be saving the city money, like you say, when you're going to take away from us and put us back to the point where we got away from? And I know for a fact that when we go out there and we in our bus driving our bus, we done already been to classes to make sure that we are doing the right thing. All the different personalities that we pick up on the bus, we do everything that we have to do to make sure that they get there safely. It's from the parents' hands to our hands, from our hands to the teachers' hands in the school.
My name is Sylvia Charles. I'm working for Lovisa 1181 for 14 years. What we say, we just want our job is secure. Because we got kids, we got rent to pay, we got our family to take care. But we cannot lose our job like this, because we cannot lose our pension and everything like that for 14 years. That's been working for nothing.
On Monday, the Transit Workers Union will begin negotiations with the Bloomberg administration. They will find out whether or not their demands of including longstanding EPPs in their contract will resolve the school bus strike. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.